Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then the family that you are currently living with, mm-hmm. Did you always live with them or did you start out?
No, I actually started out babysitting for them about a year and a half. And then they had expressed to me that they were looking for somebody to live in. And so once they said that, I was kind of like, I'll think about it or I'll get back to you. But I guess one part of me knew that I needed somewhere to stay because I was looking for a new place. And then I just was like, you know what? I already know them. Let me just try this out and see where it goes. And then they also offered saying that I had my own bathroom, my own bedroom, and my own little private area. So I would be able to kind of, I guess, just be a little more comfortable with the situation. So that was another reason why I was like, okay, you know what? I can do this. And yeah. The summer before moving in, I moved in actually this past August.
Great.
The summer leading up to when I moved in, they invited me to like numerous barbecues and family events. So it was really comfortable. It was an easy transition for me moving in because of that.
Right.
So I think something that's really helpful, I leave my full schedule for the week on the refrigerator.
Okay.
Like I have like this little pad and I put it up on the refrigerator. And that's my schedule for the full week, including them and outside of them. So they're able to see, you know, like, when I'm coming in or have an idea, just because it's just helpful, you know,
that
for
is
them.
Very helpful.
So I keep that up there for everybody and for me too, because I forget.
Are you salaried or hourly?
So what I do is it's like that 2 to 6 kind of covers like my living or mm-hmm. whatever. And then anything outside of that is hourly.
Okay.
So really it does work out in terms of pay. Because at first I was kind of like, well, what am I going to do for pay? But they do utilize that free time that I have or
right.
like babysitting time, which kind of equals up to it. But they also do allow me to work with other families with an interview I had with another family about doing a live-in, they weren't really comfortable with me working outside of the house as often. So it kind of balances itself out.
Yeah.
And because I do have, you know, just those 2 to 6, those 4 hours that are mandatory, they it allows me to make the money I need to make.
Right. That's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
That seems like a really good system that you guys have worked out. So mm-hmm. you mentioned that you weren't always a live-in nanny.
Right.
What are some of, like, the biggest differences that you've noticed? Because you said that you're still technically part-time,
mm-hmm.
even though you're a live-in nanny.
Right, right. So I think one of the big differences is, I guess, I don't know. One, just, like, living there. Like, sometimes I think because I am single, I am by myself. So when they have, like, family time, like, you have to kind of know when to, like, make your exit.
Social cues. And,
right,
yeah.
right. And it's not that they're like, yeah, it's us time, you can go down. So, like, they're never like that. But I also do tend to just kind of, like, you know, remove myself so they can have that time. So
yeah.
they don't feel like I'm always up in their space. So that's a big difference because sometimes when you're off work, you're like, deuces, you know, you can just
right.
walk out the door rather than like, so what do I do now? You know, and like, that's another great thing about having my private space is just, you know, okay, I can go downstairs, I can watch TV, I can, you know, do my own thing or get
right.
ready to go to work.
For anyone that is listening that is considering
mm-hmm.
becoming a live-in nanny, do you have any advice or anything you wish you had done differently or traps, like, pitfalls that you could foresee if you weren't working with such
mm-hmm.
an amazing family?
I know, right? I got lucky.
It sounds like it.
I know. I would definitely say get to know the family. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think those, like, open invitations to come over for dinner or for, like, was it 4th of July? Like, that was super helpful. No, I would just definitely say to anybody who's looking to be a live-in nanny or even thought about it, know your family. Know yourself and just really know what you expect, you know, like I mean, different families require different things, different needs. I'm lucky to have the ages that I do. I think, yeah. you know, if I had an infant and a 6-year-old, it might be different. But I definitely would say just know your family and know the expectations and know where you'll stay, which is right. important.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.